AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Appearing today before a Senate committee is President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem.
We have to plan bigger and think faster and smarter.
Noem will face scrutiny over President-elect Trump's immigration plans. Noem would be entering a job that was a pressure cooker under the first Trump administration. Six people cycled through the Homeland Security Secretary job during his 4 years in office. China's foreign ministry says President-elect Trump and China's President Xi Jinping spoke by phone ahead of next week's inauguration. Israel's Security Cabinet is recommending approval of a ceasefire deal in Gaza with Hamas. The full cabinet in Israel must vote on it. Crews are hoping to improve containment of the Los Angeles area wildfires today. Meantime, the LA Rams are in the playoffs, but quarterback Matthew Stafford is thinking locally.
A lot of unknowns, obviously, and luckily we got back here and everybody's doing everything they can to make it, as functional of a city as we possibly can. I think they're doing a hell of a job, which is great. And then our mind turns to football straight.
Hundreds of people were ordered to evacuate in Northern California after a major fire erupted at one of the world's largest battery storage plants. Glenn Church is with the Monterey County Board of Supervisors.
This is clearly worst case scenario. The flames are up here hundreds of feet. It's a very severe situation.
That fire is still burning. The Biden administration says popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that will be negotiated directly between the government and drug manufacturers. The price negotiations for the additional 15 drugs selected will be handled by the incoming Trump administration and almost assures billions of dollars in savings for taxpayers. On Wall Street, the opening bell has sounded. Stocks are higher. This is AP News. President Biden is commuting the sentences of nearly 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug charges.
In a White House statement, Biden says he's seeking to undo disproportionately long sentences compared to what they would have received under current law. The action gives Biden the presidential record for the most individual pardons and commutations, including his son Hunter. Biden says he will continue to review more cases in the time before the Trump inauguration. This action is an important step toward righting historic wrongs, Biden says, correcting sentencing disparities and providing deserving individuals the opportunity to return to their families and communities after too much time behind bars. The announcement comes amid questions over whether Biden might issue preemptive pardons for allies the White House fears could be targeted by Trump's incoming administration. Jennifer King, Washington.
Nintendo says its new Switch 2 console will be released sometime later this year. Initial reaction, though, has been lackluster. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.